Whittington, but you clip Carter, Jerry. One moment.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Who's it?
Cliff.
Oh, Cliff. I just wondered if there's any way in the world you can stop these Southerners.
We've been working on them, sir, and the reports I have now seem to indicate they're going to go along.
I just talked to Jim Eastland. He's going to try to talk to the governor. You ought to tell the people of Mississippi, you ought to go out there and tell any of them you can, that we have won a victory. Every one of theirs is going to be ceded. Now, they don't have any right to say the other 49 states that we can't invite two people to come on in on our own, not on their vote. We're not taking any of their vote. We're just inviting two on our own for the other 49 states. And it's all right for them to be segregationists for themselves, but they ought to say that we can't have two of our own people in. It's that simple. And I told Jim Eastland he agreed with that. I talked to Dick Russell earlier today. I don't want to quote him to the Georgia delegation, but he told me it was a fair thing. And we just got to get every coordinator you got to go to those southern delegations and whisper to Holland and whisper to Smathers and tell him that we've checked this out pretty carefully and they've won a victory. The Freedom People have not been seated and Miss Regulars have. And we're going to invite two from the Freedom Outfit to come in, be representatives. They ain't going to vote because they ain't going to have any votes.
Yes.
But that's just a front to give them something to get off on. And they can't cast a vote that hurts them, and they ought to let us go on and do it without any trouble. I'm trying to reach John. Do you know where he is?
I do not, sir. He was talking to Walt a while ago, and I talked, and he has talked to John Singleton. I can try to find out quick, Marvin, see if you can talk to Singleton, find out where he's got the other comments. That report in Florida a while ago, they had their caucus, and they voted to leave it to Brian to decide. I mean, they are going to the meeting tonight. And Brian does not want to walk out, not going to. They voted to let him decide on this thing.
Well, yes, ma'am. What'd you say? That's Florida. What about Louisiana, Cliff?
I do not have a report.
Well, don't then. That's your friend, the labor outfit down there? Yeah, can't you get one?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's sure.
I do not have one this minute. You have people working with
them. Do you have any others from the South?
No, sir. Ed Clark's son-in-law. Doug Wynn, of course, the leading Mississippi.
Yeah, I know that. I watched that. Well, now, 2 hours we've had to get on this. I told Walter to get you all out there with them 2 hours ago. We got to, thought we had a great expert system there where you could talk to them almost automatic. Well, what are they saying?
They scattered these hotels.
Well, aren't they, haven't they come in the floor yet tonight?
Some of them in there. Most of them are not.
Okay, well, I'll just kind of give up there, but please get on that south. Don't let them walk out.
Yes, sir. Marvin's trying to get some paperwork with John Conley. Well, where is Governor Conley? The president's calling. Yes, sir. John and the Texas delegation are now on the floor. Mr. President.
What if?
John is with the Texas delegation on the floor now. He can go back to Walter's office backstage, sir. You'd like to have him go back?
I sure would. I'll tell him. I'm calling him. I'd sure like to talk to him. They're trying to announce.
All right, fine. Thank you.
Is Walter there?
He's not here with me.
Can you reach him? Can you switch me to him?
He's fast.